Good afternoon. Welcome to everyone. It is a blessing for us to be together in this church on this Ash Wednesday. I want to suggest to all of us that Ash Wednesday is for us. Ash Wednesday is a sign of hope. A sign of hope because it's an indication to us that God is willing to forgive our sins. What a consolation. What a sad thing. We're all very aware of our sins. What a consolation to know that God is willing to forgive our sins. The sign that God wants from us, our indication that we want to have our sins forgiven, is that we be willing to do works of penance and mercy. Penance, giving up things. Mercy, being good to others. In the gospel we just heard, Jesus is very specific in the things he wants us to do and the way he wants us to do those things. The things he wants us to do are works of penance and our works of mercy are, first of all, almsgiving, a term we don't use that often, but basically almsgiving is when we give alms or share our resources with other people who are in need. So Jesus, in today's gospel, is indicating, share what you have, be generous, engage in almsgiving. That's number one. Number two, prayer. Jesus wants us to pray. And prayer is simply conversation with the invisible world of God, the angels, and the saints. So during this Lenten period, Jesus is instructing us to engage in prayer. Then lastly, the third, fasting, which of course is limiting the amount of food that we eat. It may be choosing a certain thing we won't be eating during Lent. It may be giving up meals. In any case, fasting, also recommended by Jesus. His overarching instruction for each one of these works of mercy and works of penance, Jesus indicates the way he wants us to do these things, and he emphasizes, don't do these things to be seen. Don't do it so people will notice that you're doing these things. He does not want that. Otherwise, he indicates your reward is going to be very limited. Someone's going to notice it, admire you, think well of you, think something of you. But after a few moments, those thoughts will disappear, go away, and that's all. That's your reward. Whereas he says, do these things in a way that others don't notice. And while they don't notice, he says, your Father, who notices all things, will reward you. I want to highlight what Jesus says about fasting. Jesus specifically says, do not look gloomy. Do not look gloomy. This is something we could pass over quickly, but if we stop and think, we probably are going to be giving up certain foods. We probably will be fasting, in the sense of giving up meals as well, during this Lenten season. When we don't have food, when we're hungry, it's easy to be irritated, especially when we're giving up our favorite foods, which make us happy. So then, it's easy for us to be irritated under these circumstances, which means a gloomy face may be the thing that happens. And so, on this first day of Lent, at this time when Jesus is instructing us, specifically mentions a gloomy face, do not have a gloomy face, I want to encourage all of us to fight against it. It will come. We'll be kind of like downcast, chagrined, saddened, thinking, I'll be skipping a meal, or I won't be having my favorite dessert, my favorite whatever. We can end up being gloomy. So we want to fight against it. And the way we can fight against it is we can remember the reason why Jesus is instructing this, the reason why we're doing it after all, is because of our sins, because we're sinners. And we realize that I'm giving up this food, giving up this meal, this good thing I enjoy. I'm giving it up to do penance. And as I do this penance, I'm doing it with hope, because God has indicated, we hear clearly in our readings, so many other places in the Bible, in the church's teachings, God is willing to forgive us. And so then, as we fast, as we do good works, we want to have hopeful face. I was thinking, in fact, even wrote down, be cheerful. I think that's asking a little bit too much for us to be cheerful as we give up things. But let's be hopeful. We'll have a hopeful face. So then, the takeaway for this Ash Wednesday, this day, this first day of Lent, as we begin this very important season, I want you to remember those words, gloomy face. Not Father Donahue's gloomy face. I don't see you looking gloomy. I see you looking hopeful. So let's be hopeful. That will be our stance during this Lenten season. A hopeful face. A hopeful face in a few moments that will have on it the ashes, in indication that we believe in Jesus. We follow Jesus. We have hope. He will forgive our sins. And he asks of us certain signs, certain indications that we will do that we show we want forgiveness, namely our works of penance and our works of mercy. Amen.